all the meals that a person has to prepare over the course of Pesach, there are one of the issues that that come up and that we're going to talk about today is preparing a menu for Pesach. Now, preparing a menu for Pesach is not a problem. We're not going to discuss what you should or shouldn't eat, but reading a menu on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, may be a halachic issue. Just to keep track of what you need to serve and what's going to be served at each meal, so it helps the Baal Vasta a lot. I know my wife, my mother, always had to write out in advance what they plan on serving for each meal and then cooked based off of that menu. But it also helps to be able to serve based off of that menu by reading, okay, now it's the Friday night of Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so tonight we're going to serve chicken and this kugel and that, but so they know to go with that. What is the problem? What might the issue be? So there is a Gemara Masech Shabbos Naf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis where the Gemara says that a person can verbally list off his guests or his menu, but he cannot read it min haksav. That if there is a written list somewhere of who is supposed to be coming to your su'uda, or there's a written list somewhere of which foods you're going to serve, you are not allowed to read that written list. The Gemara says, really? Why not? Gemara gives two reasons. Rav Bibi suggests because you might come to a race. You're going to look at the list and you're going to realize that, you know, of the four things that you're serving for that meal, three of them are chicken. And you realize, whoops, I made a mistake. So you're going to come to erase it and maybe replace it with something else. Gemara doesn't know about replacing it with something else, but it might even be talking about mochik al menas lichtov. But you're going to come to erase it. And the other opinion is Abaye, who says that, no, this is a general Isser Drabanan of reading Shtarei Hedyotos on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to read business material. So this is included, that you're not allowed to read stam things on Shabbos and Yom Tov. L'may nafkamina between the two reasons. So the Gemara right away gives one nafkamina. If it's elevated on the wall, so you can't reach it. So the Gemara says no reason to be concerned that you will erase it, but still it's a violation of Shtarei Hedyotos. The Rif, the Rush, the Rambam, all paskin against Rav Bibi, and they hold that even if it's really high up on the wall, you're not allowed to read it because of Shtarei Hedyotos. And their raya is from a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where Rava tells us that just like you're not allowed to read Lo Or Haner Shemayata, lest you tilt the candle on Shabbos, so too if it's Gavoa Shtei Komos, the candle is out of your reach, still, you're not allowed to read La'or Aner Shema Yata. So the same should apply, say, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam, and the Torah quotes this in Simon, and the Beis Yosef rather quotes this in Shin Zayin. The same applies when it comes to a menu that's way off the ground, you're not allowed to read it. Another possible nafkamina between the two reasons, Mishra Berurah points out in Shin Zayin, Sif Katan Mem Zayin, is what if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah? For example, a Su'udas Mitzvah. For example, a Su'udas Shabbos, a Su'udas Yom Tov. So there is no gzeira of Shtarei Hedyotos when it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, but the issue of erasing, that Shemi Yimchok, that you might come to erase, that still exists. Another nafkamina, the Mishnah Berurah over there suggests, what if you're not the one reading it? The person who's in charge and the person who wrote the menu is not the one reading it. You have a shamash, you have a waiter, or a maitre d' who is in charge of doing the reading. So there's no concern of erasing because that person may not be authorized to erase your guest list or to erase your menu, but it's still a concern of Shtarei Hedyotos for whoever that person is that's reading it, for that Jew that's reading it. So what are the heterim? Are there any heterim? So one heter, the Gemara says right off the bat. The Gemara tells us right there in the same sugya that if it's engraved into the wall, it is mutter. So all you need to do, no problem, just go with a chisel and engrave it into the wall of your kitchen, and then you can have such a menu. The Ran in Samach Gimel and Beis, Bedap Erif, and Shabbos explains that the reason that's okay is because no one would ever confuse that with Shtarei Hedyotos. It doesn't look like a contract at all because it's on your wall, in your wall, and there's no concern that you're going to come to a race because you can't. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that that heter only works if it's engraved. But if it's embossed onto the wall, he says that's no good because you could still erase it. You could chip it off if it's embossed onto the wall. Now, if it's engraved on a tablet, let's say not like, you know, this kind of tablet. I mean like a tablet of stone, like, you know, Moses with it, right? So, you know, so if it's engraved on a tablet, So the Rif and the Rash say it's still Asr because of a concern of Shtari Adiotos, whereas the Rambam, Perchav Gimel, says no concern of erasing, and therefore it is Mutter. And the Rambam thinks the whole issue is about erasing. This is, of course, Rambam the Shitasa, because Rambam holds that the whole concern of Shtari Adiotos is that you might come to erase. So he thinks that that's the only issue over here. Halach Lamai, so Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Beis Paskins, that it's Asr to read menus and guest lists on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what do we do? Why is it that it seems that the minig is to be makil, that so many women, very pious and religious women, do read their menus on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why is it that if you attend the Simcha, very often there is a guest list that lists what table everybody is supposed to be at? So the Mishra Brura and Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Katan, Yud Beis, right, I'm sorry, on the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Beis, Mishra Brura on the spot, I think in Sif Katan Mem Zayin, says that if somebody else reads it, meaning not the person who's in charge of the list, and it's a Sudas Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Because remember, those were two of the Nafkaminas, that if somebody else is reading it, then you don't have the concern that you can come to erase it. If it's Sudas Mitzvah, there's no Gzeira of Shtari Adiotos. Once you've addressed both reasons, so now you're good to go. So you have someone else read it, and it's Sudas Mitzvah, it's Mutter, because the Shamash is not authorized to erase it, and Sudas Mitzvah is not included in the Gzeira of Shtari Adiotos. Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Zayin says that this is the heter that we rely on, and that's what you should do. The Baal Basra herself should not read the menu, she should have someone else read it. Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn in his the Shabbos something, I think Shabbos Home, considers a husband who's not involved in the food preparation as someone else, as someone who's unauthorized. I know that in my house I would certainly be unauthorized to change anything. So that would be an acher as far as that's concerned. So provided it's through this mitzvah, that would be okay. Mishra Brura quotes from the Shari Tshuva that not only that, we can allow a shamish to read Mitoch HaKsav even for Sudas HaRashus, he says. Why? Why for Sudas HaRashus? So he writes, because there's no such thing as a Sudas, meaning every Sudas HaRashus has a certain risk to it. If you get the guest list wrong, if you make a mistake, it could be a very terrible consequence of making a mistake, Mishra Brura says. You know why? Because the Churban HaBayis happened with a mistake on a guest list. A kamtza bar kamtza. That's how the Churban HaBayis happened. So for that, we're not going to hold the gzeira of Shtari Adiotos if the concern is going to be about a guest list at a major Suda. This concern of Shalom is used to explain why Gabayim are allowed to read from papers to call people up for Aliyos, because sometimes people get very sensitive about Aliyos. They want to make sure they're calling the right person. They want to make sure they're calling the right name. And then, in fact, that's what's quoted by the Piskei Tshuvos in Simon Shin Zayin in footnote 145 in the name of the Tshuvos Mishnas Yosef Chelk Simon Tzadi Hei. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach quotes this in Shulchan Shlomo, this heter of the Kamtza Bar Kamtza, and he says, Ma'od Tamua Be'enai. Come on. Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, really, that's going to be your concern. That's what's going to happen if you don't read the guest list. And even the entire heter of a Dvar Mitzvah, he thinks, is very stretched. It's against the Or Zeruah, who forbids even for Inyanei Shiduchin or Lelamdo Sefer, things that are clearly a Dvar Mitzvah. It's against the Mashmos of the Gemara, where the Gemara has a debate about Kisvei HaKodesh, about whether you... So we pass, you're allowed to read Kisvei HaKodesh. But to then just say that all different, anything that's for the sake of a mitzvah's mutter, he finds that hard to believe. Rabbi Neustadt, in one of his articles, writes that if it will cause the woman great anxiety to not be able to read it, it may be considered sarche aguf, which would not be subject to shtori adiotos, but still recommends having someone else read it along with you, and not reading, and also to not read it aloud. And we'll get to that in a second. Rabbi Ribiat in Melechus Kosev in footnote 166 says that if you're at a hotel and they give you a menu to read so that you can order for the next meal, if you've ever been to a hotel for Pesach or something, so they'll give you a menu and they'll ask you what you want to order, which is zon shaila, because they're often writing down and you have to make sure that the waiters are in fact not Jewish. A lot of them lie and say that they're not Jewish so that they can get the job, and then you don't want to be causing a Jew to be violating Melechus Kosev. That's a different shir for a different time. But Rabbi Ribiat writes that he thinks that there's no concern of reading the menu. He says there's no chshash that you're going to come to erase it. And he says also, shtari adiotos, you just want to know what to eat. That's not shtari adiotos. And he says, plus, you always have the shitas harambam, that the whole shtari adiotos thing is only because of that you might come to erase it. And as we said, you're not going to erase anything over here, nor could you erase anything over here. So when it's a menu that you're going to order from an hotel, he thinks that that's fine. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Shulchan Shlomo, quotes in the name of the Nesiv Chaim, another heter. He says, if two people read together, then there's no concern of Shema Yimchot, because they'll remind each other. Where does he get that from? From the same halacha about being Korei La'or Aner, the Gzera Shemiyata. That if you have two people together, then you don't have such a Gzera. Which Gadol did they tell that story about? That his mother used to stay up with him till all hours of the night on Friday night so that he could be Korei La'or Aner, Rav Yashiv, or Steinemann, I don't remember which one. One of the Gadolei Yisrael, that his mother used to stay up exhausted with him so that he should be able to learn, because you need a second person. And one time she fell asleep, so he stopped learning, and she woke up and she got angry at him for stopping to learn. She said, you should have woken me up. That she was mamish moser lev nefesh, that the child should be able to. But anyway, that's a heter by shemiyata, so it's a heter over here as well. But if you hold that the issue is shtari adiotos, and it's based on mimso chavtzicha, then it doesn't l'chora, the two people thing wouldn't help. But there may be another heter for mimso chavtzicha, for shtari adiotos, and that is if you don't say it, you just read it behirhur. So you don't read it out loud, you read it behirhur, and along with another person who will remind you if they see that you're coming to erase something. So that l'chora is a heter that works, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes from the Shari Tshuva that hira mitoch haksav is aser, so it's not agreed upon by everybody. Curiously, somewhat curiously, in a footnote in Shulchan Shlomo it says, ule'inyan isha sheichina reshima, mashatagish b'kol su'uda misudas haShabbos, if a woman prepared a menu of what she's going to serve at each meal on Shabbos or on Yantiv, kasav maran, zechor levrach l'chayelam abam, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote, and here's his lashon that he wrote, "Itachein shemutur lahatzitzba kedei ladas v'liskar es haseder," that it's possible or probable that she's allowed to look at it in order to know and to remember what she wants to serve. Unclear. He doesn't explain why. He doesn't explain what had to. Sounds like he's relying on the fact that it's only hear her, that she's not reading it out loud. She's just looking at it. But he doesn't make any requirement of having to read it together with a second person, so that she's allowed to look at it. So the bottom line is, can a woman make a menu? That there's no debate. Of course she can make a menu. Can she read the menu on Yantif when she wants to serve? So probably there are ways to do it, but you should be aware of what those ways are. Either, if you want to rely on that footnote in Shlomo Zalman, to read without saying it, to look at it without saying it, probably a good idea also to have someone else doing the reading, to have the husband or one of the children doing the reading and then report back to the mother what the what they're going to serve, or to have two people reading it together, you're going to want to try to make sure to be mitzarif as many of these kulas as possible. That would be the best way to handle this situation.